Welcome back to the Puma Podcast. I am Tori.
Hey, I'm Puma. We are so glad that you joined us today.
Yes.
On the Puma Podcast, we talk about Jesus, life, and everything in between.
All of it, everything.
And Jesus and life and everything in between, it's all about Jesus. And so, you know, we love talking about that, and we're just glad that you joined us today. We are in our series on what, Tori?
The names of God.
The names of God.
Yes.
Yeah, and the names of God, and why, you know, why the names of God?
Well, I think it goes back to the theme verse, really, Psalm 9:10, and that says, "Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, O Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you."
Oh, yes, those who know your name, and it's interesting because there's a lot of people on this planet.
True.
And very few of them, I actually know them or know them by name. But the ones that I do know by name, I know pretty well, and there are some that I know by name that I know better than others. And because the whole point of sharing your name with someone is an invitation to relationship.
Yeah, you're inviting yourself to know them on a more deeper level. It's not superficial. At that point, you're breaking the stranger into acquaintance or more than that.
Yeah, so as Psalm 9:10 says, you know, those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. That trust, this word trust, which is really the currency of relationships. You know, relationships rise and fall. They grow or they diminish on the basis of trust. And so we're really talking about really having this relationship with the living God, the Creator. And He has revealed Himself to us, and He said, "Those, if you know my name, if you know my name, you know me. And if you know me and really get to know me, you will trust me, and I will never forsake those who are seeking me." Whoever really wants a relationship with me can have it. And so the Bible uses a lot of different names or titles throughout the Bible where God's revealing Himself to us in different ways using different names or titles. And so in this series, we're really going through several of the names that are used of God. And it's not like one name captures all of God, but you put them all together.
It paints a picture.
And it paints a picture of the character, the person, the heart of God. So we're going through the names of God. Those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you.
Yeah.
So we're glad you joined us today again on this journey of really getting to know who God is, as He's allowed Himself to be known.
Yeah.
It really is interesting if you really think about it. You know, people around the world, one of the things that we, especially in the United States, pride ourselves on is being independent, right?
That's true.
Being very independent, very self-reliant, and, you know, in a lot of ways, my son, you're expecting your first child.
Yeah.
And you want, hopefully, that child to grow up and to be in some ways independent, right?
Right.
Some ways able to, you know, feed themselves, clean themselves and all those things.
Right. Yes. We hope our boy is able to grow up and become a full human man one day.
A full human man. Yeah. But the sneaky reality, though, in our world is that the most testosterone-filled, manly man, all the way down to the most vulnerable of society, if we really understand the reality of life, is that we all still are incredibly dependent people, right? We didn't cause ourselves. We need other people. We need other things.
Yeah.
I mean, we're dependent on air to breathe. We don't create air. We didn't cause it to be, but it's here, and we need food and shelter and all these things. Even to work, we need someone to either give us a job. I mean, people, you know, there's no guarantee that someone's going to employ you or give you anything. You know, we have this air of dependence. And the Bible talks about this. He says in Isaiah 53 that we all, like what kind of animal?
Like sheep.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray.
Sheep.
We all, like sheep, have gone astray. So I do have a story about sheep as we kind of jump into this particular name of God.
You had a sheep story?
Because a sheep story, because the thing about sheep, I mean, there's a lot of things about sheep, but one of the main characteristics of sheep compared to other animals is that their entire life from birth to death is that they are completely dependent on something else to take care of them.
Yeah.
Even mature sheep that are full-grown adults are still dependent. I mean, how many people have seen the viral video of the sheep that's stuck in the ditch? The guy pulls it out, and the sheep could go any direction. And, you know, 5 seconds later, it hops right back into the ditch, and it's stuck.
The same crevice.
Yeah. It can't. Yeah. Some characteristics of sheep. They lack a sense of direction. I mean, they really don't know what direction to go. They constantly wander off. They're incredibly needy. They lack self-defense. I mean, you could have 1,000 sheep and one wolf, the wolf will kill them all. Mm. Even though the sheep outnumber and if they actually work together and could coordinate, yeah. I mean, there's no way the wolf could win that, but they do. They can't clean themselves. I mean, you know, they need to be groomed. I mean, we've seen the pictures of sheep that got so full that they have tiny brains. They don't know what to do. They literally need someone to look after them. They are completely dependent. I spent some time years ago near some sheep farmers, and we were driving by one day, and the sheep had gotten out of the pen. They were all over the road and the field across, and so we got out of the car. We're like, well, we're going to help, you know. The owner of the sheep wasn't out there, and the sheep are just going every which direction, and no matter how much I tried to help the sheep, they wouldn't respond to me. And so the gate was open to where they came out, and it was about 15-foot wide opening. And so there was some sheep kind of near that. And I thought, well, every time I get close, they kind of dart away from me. So I'm just going to kind of sneak up behind them, and they'll dart right through this big, massive 15-foot opening, right? And they'll be safe. And now, so I'll kind of use kind of sheep psychology, right? And come up behind them. And so I come up behind the sheep, and instead of like darting straight and into this big opening, it does like a straight 90-degree right and runs its head right through the fence, probably a foot past the pole of the opening, and rammed its head right through the fence. And so now the sheep is stuck, his head is stuck in the fence. And I went over to the sheep, and the closer I got, the more it struggled, and it was starting to cut its neck.
Yikes.
And I thought, man, this is a stupid animal. I'm literally trying to help the sheep. They are so dependent, even when they are right in front of the opening. I mean, the sheep was just a few feet from the opening, and it went 90 degrees the wrong way.
Wow.
And got its head stuck in the fence. And it just really highlighted just when the Bible says that we all, like sheep, have gone astray, what is God trying to tell us? Is that we all, like sheep, are completely dependent and really, you know, in the grand scheme of life, helpless without a shepherd.
Yeah.
And so really the name of God today is Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is our shepherd.
Is our shepherd.
So should we dive into that, Tori?
Let's do it. Let's dive into this beautiful name of God, Jehovah Rohi. Okay, Puma. So Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is our shepherd. You know, there's maybe it's just my childhood and, you know, those children books, but there's like this famous psalm attached to this, you know, the Lord is my shepherd kind of psalm. You know, and maybe you guys who are listening have heard of this, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. This truth, this, I want to say a hat that God wears, but he is called our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. It's a personal shepherd, which indicates that we're like sheep.
Oh, yeah, and I love the person that wrote that. It was King David.
And he was a shepherd.
He was a shepherd, but he's also the king.
Yeah.
And I love how he talks in this psalm, like the first half, you know, that God, it says he, you know, he makes me lie down. He does these things. He does these things. And then the second half of the psalm, he gets very personable. You are the one that, you know, leads me to hide still waters. And David, I mean, he's the king, right?
Yeah.
If there's anyone that is independent, wouldn't it be the sovereign of a nation?
Yeah, you would think so.
You would think so. Yeah, you would think so. And yet David talks about Yahweh, Almighty God, as his shepherd, that the Lord Yahweh is my shepherd. And so David acknowledged that. So why would David talk about God and call him a shepherd? What is it about shepherd? What is it about being dependent? And what is it about shepherds? I mean, do we really need shepherding?
That's a good question. Yeah, I mean, do we really need to be guided, to be led.
And what is a shepherd anyway? I mean, well, what would you say, Tori?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think I've never been a shepherd, but from my, I guess, limited knowledge of what it means to be a shepherd, it's someone that oversees the sheep, that cares for them. I mean, even in this psalm, we see a little bit of what a shepherd does. You know, I love how it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." So sheep have needs. It says, "He makes me lie down in green pastures," in verse 2, which is interesting because when we were in Israel, my tour guide said that Israel is 65% desert. So if you're a shepherd, there's only 35% of even edible food for the sheep. And so a good shepherd, according to, well, just to the psalm, he leads. He leads us to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. So even the water that is there, it's peaceful. It's not going to, like, it's not a waterfall. Hey, sheep, just run off into this lake, this river. But it's something that we can actually, you know, drink from. It's to guide, heal, to feed us. He restores my soul. You know, that's probably a really rich sermon to get into there. But we see a shepherd who cares about the sheep, a shepherd who leads, guides, feeds, protects, provides for. You know, and continuing in verse 3, he says, "He guides me in a path of righteousness for his name's sake." And then we don't have to read the whole, but we even go down the last three verses. You know, whether we're tempted, we're scared, the valley of shadow of death, right? That there are things that can attack us, can hurt us. A good shepherd protects. A good shepherd leads. A good shepherd loves his sheep. And a good shepherd won't let the sheep walk into danger if they're on duty. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really is. It's quite the picture, you know, and it's not... You know, some people say, well, you know, I don't like the fact that the Bible calls people sheep because I'm not dumb. You know, I'm not, you know, dumb. And granted, sheep have tiny brains and they're not very smart animals, you know, by whatever measurement we want to use intelligence by. But the issue isn't necessarily their intelligence. The issue is their lack of independence, of taking care for themselves. They can't protect themselves. They can't lead themselves. They can't feed themselves. They can't care for themselves. Yeah. They're completely helpless and dependent on their shepherd. In my limited knowledge or reading about sheep, you know, one of them that, I mean, most animals, and we have a couple dogs at home, and they kind of know what food is good to eat, what food isn't good to eat.
Yeah.
And they also know, like, what water is good to drink and when water is nasty, bad to drink. You know, now dogs, obviously they eat some kind of nasty things, but in general, they kind of know. And animals just out in nature, they know that, you know, like some standing water is beneficial. Some water is stagnant and has like rot in it.
Yeah.
And animals won't drink. They know enough to know not to drink that, but not sheep. Sheep would come if, you know, if there's water that's full of filth and sewage and animal rot and whatnot in it that actually is like poisonous and hazardous to their health. They don't know the difference between that. They literally don't know the difference between water that could harm them and kill them to drink and water that is clean and clear and beneficial for them to drink. That is how dependent they are on the shepherd to lead them to a quiet, gentle stream.
Yeah. The sheep need to trust their shepherd.
They need to trust their shepherd.
Yeah. There's a lot of trust involved because they are so helpless. They are so needy.
Yeah. And so, you know, this particular name of God, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord is my shepherd. So if we are by nature like sheep and in life dependent, and in what way are we dependent on others, Tori? What do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, you mentioned just as children or as my future son, they need to be fed. They're, you know, a baby. They need to eat and all those things. But there's also, and to some degree, there's, you know, work, companionship, loneliness, you know, people that go through the solitary confinement, go crazy. To a degree, we need to be social, even if we're introverts. I think there's also the aspect, I mean, well, I say jobs, but just money. I mean, if you were only living by yourself and nobody stocked the grocery stores, as a society, we function best together, but we have lots of needs, even emotional. I mean, you talk about not just the superficial and practical, but the emotional needs, the spiritual needs. There's a lot of needs that humans just have needs. We are like sheep. We have needs.
Yeah, how many times have you found yourself in a situation where you are not sure what decision to make? you know, you have a decision, whether it's a work decision, a relationship decision, or you find yourself in like financial need. You have a health issue and you have a financial need, or, you know, there's stuff that just goes on in our world, you know, and in politics or, you know, whatever in life, you know, job situation where you feel pressured or you feel yourself under attack. You know, I mean, we find ourselves in situations all the time. As much as we try to manage life, everybody has troubles. Everybody has trials. Everybody has situations that come up from time to time in their life that are confusing, that are harmful, that are messy. If you, you know, if you've ever been in a relationship, you know that relationships can be messy.
And
sometimes you just don't know what to do or what to say. Financially, sometimes you're not sure what would be the best decision. Even like today in our economic times, you know, I mean, should you invest in gold, Bitcoin? I mean, what? How do you make these decisions?
Yeah,
we just don't know. I need help. I need someone who is wise. I need someone who is knowledgeable. I need somebody who is able to kind of shepherd me or steer me in the direction that I need to go because I feel helpless. I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do.
Yeah,
and it could be. You know, 100 different situations in life. And no matter how independent we think we are, that everybody comes to a place where they acknowledge that they need somebody, they need help.
Yeah.
You know, why Jehovah Rohi, if those who know your name will trust in you, for you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Why does God want us to know that one of the names or titles that he's revealed himself to us is that the Lord is my shepherd?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting that you talk about this, well, really God's word, this idea of shepherding, this idea of leading, guiding, parenting, you know, even pastoring, this idea of shepherd. God says, I am Jehovah Rohi. I am a shepherd. And I love how Jesus, and we talk about, you know, practical, emotional, but spiritually, I mean, we need a spiritual shepherd, a spiritual guide, someone who can actually take us to a place of great need. And what more spiritual than our own sin? And so I love how John 10 verses 11 through, I'm going to read a few here. We'll go all the way to 14. We'll go 15. So John 10, he goes, I am the good shepherd.
Who's talking there?
Jesus.
Yes. Okay.
Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. So, I mean, like, he's a shepherd. He's a good shepherd. I am the good shepherd.
So does that mean that there are bad shepherds? I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah. Well, that's a good point because, yeah, there are lots of people who guide, who give advice, who lead, who point us in a direction, and they're not all good. And I love how Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. In verse 12, the hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. The wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man that runs away because he runs away because he's a hired hand, right? He cares nothing for the sheep. And verse 14, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. 15, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for the sheep. I love how Jesus, you know, what do we need? I mean, if we need just on a strictly sinful, spiritual eternity, we need a savior. Jesus goes, hey, yeah, you do. And guess what? I'm the good shepherd and I will lay down my life, which he did. And so even through the Old Testament to Jesus, we see the unity of the Trinity. Jesus, God, is our good shepherd. He is Jehovah Rohi. And that's, I mean, that truth, we can trust in that. We can trust in a good shepherd because he says, yeah, hired hand, other shepherds, they're going to lead you. If they do lead you, it won't be anywhere good, right? If there are wolves, they're not going to sacrifice themselves. They're not going to get in the way of that bullet. They're not going to, they might use you, but they're not doing it for your benefit.
That's really interesting that Jesus calls himself the good shepherd. And what makes him a good shepherd, or what makes a shepherd a good shepherd? A shepherd that's willing to lay their life down if necessary for the sake of the sheep. In other words, a shepherd is there for the well-being of the sheep, to take care of the sheep. The shepherd is not getting strokes because he's with sheep. He's there to take care of the sheep. He's completely giving. And shepherds don't shepherd from the, you know, the watchtower up on the hill. They are up close and intimate and personal. Mm-hmm.
they often slept in the gate. A lot of even just reports, even Josephus talks a little bit about just the Israeli timeline, where if you were in Israel, a good shepherd slept literally with the sheep, oftentimes in the gateway if they didn't have one, which is amazing to be in the way of danger, even at night. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah, so a good shepherd is wanting to protect, right? Protect you physically, protect you spiritually, protect you emotionally, protect you relationally. You know, a good shepherd wants to lead you into physical health, spiritual health, emotional health. A good shepherd wants to feed you, give you the right things to feed on that'll make you more healthy, not cause you to be sick and weak. You know, a good shepherd is going to defend against all things that are out to harm you. And honestly, you know, in our world, we think of our world today, there's a lot of things out to get us. I mean, there's a lot of ideas and people and influences. I mean, if we're really honest, people just kind of think about life. Life can be a very dangerous thing. How many parents are scared to let their kids leave the house?
Yeah,
or to grow up and go off to college or move away. You know, why is it just because parents are scared, or is it because we know that there's a lot of dangers and a lot of evils in this world? You know, we've talked about this in previous podcasts, but the Bible is very clear that there is an evil one who has a limited but a jurisdiction in this world, the Satan, the devil, who wants to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yeah.
So he wants to kill, steal, and destroy what?
People. Yeah.
Right? He's called the father of a liar and the father of lies, right? Who is he lying to?
People.
Why is he lying to people?
Because he hates people, because he hates God. God loves people.
Right. Because people are valuable and precious to God. They're precious to the shepherd. The sheep are valuable to the shepherd. And the shepherd wants to protect the sheep. And there are, in a sense, false shepherds that want to use the sheep and abuse the sheep and misuse the sheep.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting too, because you can have a good shepherd, a good, you know, responsible, attentive shepherd, but sheep can still choose and can still reject the shepherd's voice. And it was interesting because just because a sheep falls off or does something bad, it's not always a shepherd's fault. I mean, if you have a bad shepherd, it could be. But with God, with Jehovah Rohi, he is good. If we wander from the path, it's not because he's leading us there. Because there are others that also mislead. There are bad shepherds out there. And yet, I love how Jesus says, you know, my sheep know my voice. I know them, and they know my voice. You know, you might start off the story, Puma, and I was just curious how that ended. Because did that sheep just stay in the pen?
So, you know, all these sheep are all over the road, and I'm actually trying to not harm them. I'm actually trying to help them. I'm trying to get them safe. Now, I mean, in a different life, maybe I'd try to harm them.
without Jesus, Puma.
Without Jesus, you know, to be mischievous. I'll just put it there. But I, you know, I'm trying to help them. But the owner or the shepherd finally came out, and was what was so fascinating to me is he is inside the gated area and a little ways away. And I'm not going to repeat exactly what it sounded like, but he did like a snickety snick, or, you know, some kind of noise, clickety clack, clack, clack. And all the sheep's had, they all lifted their head, and they all kind of almost in unison all went inside the gate and in over toward the shepherd. Now, I only spent like 10, 15 minutes with those sheep, so they don't recognize my voice. But I'm sure that they've all grown up with this particular owner shepherd, and they recognized his clickety clack or whatever his whistle or whatever he did, and they recognized the sound of his voice, and they went toward the sound of his voice. And so this is where, you know, the metaphors break down. We all are like sheep in the sense that we're dependent, and yet in this life, as dependents, we have sort of the ability to choose who we're going to allow to shepherd us, or who we're going to allow to speak into our life, or what voice we're going to follow. And typically, the voice that we follow is the one that we allow to speak loudest or most often into our life. And so this is where, you know, God says, I am Jehovah Rohi. The Lord is my shepherd, and he is a good shepherd. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I'm willing to lay my life down. Mm. And so do we really believe that God is a good shepherd, that he actually is one who wants to protect us, not harm us? He wants to feed us, not steal from us. You know, he wants to lead us into good and beautiful and blessing, not lead us to curse and pain and suffering. Mm-hmm. So who are we? What shepherd are we following? And that really is sort of, as we kind of wrap this up a little bit today, getting into kind of the AQ. Because when God says, I am Jehovah Rohi, you know, it's really, he's really saying, I want you to understand my tender heart for all who are needy and vulnerable, which is my tender heart for mankind.
Yeah.
You know, God has a tender spot for mankind, a soft spot for us, if you want to say. You know, as a shepherd, his heart longs for us and hurts for us. He wants to lay his life down, and Jesus did that for us, you know. God wants us to follow him.
Yeah,
because we're following someone or something. Mm. So what shepherd are we following? God says, hey, I'm over here. follow me. I want you to understand how much I care for you. Follow me. And sheep know the voice of the shepherd that they follow. And so, you know, for, you know, us today, you know, what's a good application question that we might ask? So what do you think, Tori?
Yeah, well, what shepherd are you choosing to listen to? There's many voices. I love how you said that. There's many voices. We listen to people, to books, to TV, social media stars, YouTubers. We listen to so many people. And yet how often do we just neglect God's word? How often do we neglect the things of the Lord? I mean, if God really is the shepherd, if Jesus is our good shepherd, then as sheep, we get to pick our shepherd, don't we? I mean, we get to choose what we spend time with, what we listen to, what we trust. And I love how Psalm 9:10 says, you know, those who know your name, one of those names, by the way, is Jehovah Rohi, will trust in you. They will. When you know who God is, you will trust in him. And why? Because those who know your name, those who seek you, you've never abandoned, forsaken those who seek you.
Right.
Our good shepherd won't abandon us, you know, in the middle of the day or when the wolves come out. And yet so many false shepherds will. They'll promise this, that, goodness, you'll feel this way, you'll get this money, you'll have that house, you'll get that girl. And yet it all falls short because those other shepherds aren't good.
Yeah, well, it was interesting when I was with the sheep. The shepherd made his clackling sound, and all the sheep kind of went toward that voice, but they were also following each other toward that voice, which is interesting. I mean, here you and I are doing a podcast, and our intent certainly is not to lead anybody astray.
Oh, right.
We really want to point you to Jehovah Rohi, to the shepherd of your souls, to Jesus, the chief shepherd, the one who laid his life down for us. And I love what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11. It says, follow me as I'm following Christ. In other words, there's a lot of people, and I mean, you know, we listen to different podcasts. We follow different podcasts, books, or whatever, you know, even spiritually, different pastors and whatnot. Yeah. But we want to, not all are leading to the good shepherd. Not all are leading to Jehovah Rohi. Not all are leading toward Jesus, the true shepherd. And so who we choose to listen to really does have an impact on our life. We choose the shepherds or the voices that we listen to, and they should all, the right ones are going to be pointing to Jehovah Rohi, the good shepherd. And that's what we hope to do with this podcast, to encourage you in that way. Mm-hmm. But how do you identify your shepherd? You know, if you were to just think for a moment today, you know, who is your shepherd? I mean, realistically, you know, it's the one that you follow. Who do you listen to or go to when you find yourself in trouble, when you don't know what to do, when you find yourself in a needy position, when you feel like you're being personally attacked, or you feel a sense of pressure, when you find yourself in a mess, whether it's relational, financial, when you wake up one day and you're 40 and having a midlife crisis and you're not where you thought you would want to be, who are you choosing to follow? What shepherd are you willing to run to?
Yeah.
God says, I am Jehovah Rohi. I am the good shepherd. And when you know my name, the good shepherd, you will trust me. and you'll find that I've never forsaken you.
Yeah.
Because I'm a good shepherd.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, thank you, Puma. And thank you guys for joining us in this podcast. How great that we have a God who didn't just claim, he lived this. I mean, he is our good shepherd. Jesus died for dumb, needy sheep. And I love how this truth is both true then, it's true today. So yeah, who we follow. And guys, if you have any questions or comments, please, as always, feel free to reach out to us at thepumapodcast@gmail.com. Tune in next time for another Puma Podcast, another name of God. Till then, guys. Bye.
Yep. We look forward to seeing you again. Bye-bye. Yeah.